What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, big shout out to Chuck Smith for stopping by. We've been spending a lot of time today because today's the last time, or the last day, should I say, of SEC Media Days. And we know from Connor Riley being on the show, he said, look, camp's going to start for the Dogs 29th, 30th, somewhere around there. And then, guys, it's go time. And as Georgia got a big commit from Nick Abrams, Mike, he chose the Dogs over Oregon, Alabama, Michigan. The quote that he said has a lot of people like, that's what Georgia's about. And he said, Georgia's led by Kirby Smart, Coach Smart, and Coach Schumann, linebackers coach, obviously, defensive coordinator. But he said, the duo has produced three Buckus Award winners and multiple first-round picks. And he said, at Georgia, it's not just about making your first-round pick. It's about development. It's about becoming from a high school kid to becoming a functional adult in society. Kirby Smart, Coach Smart takes pride in that. And it's great to see a coach that can help you get your goals achieved on and off the field. And everybody's like, whoa.
He also added, I'm going to Georgia to be the best of the best of the best. Sir! No, I mean, like, some guys were joking on social media about, well, somebody wrote that. Well, maybe. But he's going there, and I believe the sentiments are still true because everything he said is true. Because Georgia does produce that level of talent, and Kirby is still looking for those guys that, you know, as we joked around all the time about, you know, is it strictly the cash or are you going to try to get some cash and get developed? Because you can get both at Georgia. You're just not going to top out all the commas and zeros you're going to get maybe at a Texas or you pick the school, Miami this year. Throwing big money around.
No, they are. Meanwhile, what's going on at SEC Media Days, Mike? And you said you liked something that one of the coaches was talking about today.
Right.
It was the last four guys, Sam Pittman, Mike Elko, that's Arkansas, that's Texas A&M. Obviously, Stoops from Kentucky was there today. And to wrap the final day up, it was also, who am I leaving
Eli out? Drinkowitz
Thank
from
you.
Mizzou,
Thank
the
you.
Show Me State. And he showed up with some hot takes amongst things that he talked about, reported by ESPN. He would 100% like to eliminate the College Football Playoff Committee. I'm 100% with you. I'd be happy with going back straight by the numbers. Mm. Strength of the schedule, you know, if you want to incorporate the Associated Press or the rankings at some level. He said increasing the field by two or four is inconsequential. He says his ideal model for a playoff would allocate four guaranteed spots to each of the Big Ten, SEC, three each of the ACC and Big 12 for the or the fourth highest ranked group of five conference champion and another at large. So it doesn't have to be all that complicated. Don't need all the teams we're playing with. Because why are we wasting all this time discussing it? If we're going to do something monumental, let's do something monumental. Let's think outside the box. So he's talking about a lot of different things, but basically saying that I agree with him. You know, this argument we're having between the Big Ten saying, look, you know, we want to see you guys in the SEC play nine, you know, if we're going to expand to 16, and if not, we're not.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just get the sense that the look, and there's still a lot of money at stake for both and everybody involved. All right, I'm talking about Big Ten, SEC, because the bottom line is the more teams you have in the playoffs, the more money you're going to make. But I don't. I just right now, it just feels like it's not going to happen. And you know, for Sankey to kind of back off a little bit, Mike, and say, "Well, we can stay at 12 because we're in no rush to go to 9 games." Mm. And then he says, "Well, 14's not off the table if we can't get to 16." But we're not going to rush to judgment here just because the Big Ten is chirping about, hey, this is what we want to do and this is the format we want to have. So it is right now probably the biggest story to come out of SEC Media Day simply because it's going to affect the future of how many teams the SEC and the Big Ten get into the college football playoff. And 12, look, I'm fine with 12. We said this. I'm okay with 12. Mike doesn't like expansion because you get to a point where it completely starts to take away. Guys, we get to 16. You're going to have a four-loss team in the playoff.
Right.
And that, to me, that demoralizes what you're doing during the regular season.
You're diluting the – look, the regular season still has to matter. When Georgia plays Auburn, that's supposed to matter. The oldest rivalry in the Deep South, things like that. When Alabama plays Tennessee, that's supposed to matter. One of the other things, which some would say gets marginalized, Eli Drinkowitz went there when he was talking about the model of whether you want to go with, you know, 16 teams, 12 teams, 8 teams. He goes, I'm for the SEC championship. Again, this is the Mizzou coach. He goes, I think it's a great game. He goes, but we're doing more to eliminate it by adding that 11+5 model. Because what's the emphasis of playing that game and it could hurt you?
He's right. And this is the thing. It's almost better to not be in the championship game than to be in it. And that doesn't make sense. The goal should always be to play in your conference championship game. Ask Kirby today. That's their goal. They want to be back in Atlanta in December and playing for the chip. To think that Georgia, let's just hypothetically say, Mike, I don't know, has 2, maybe 3 losses, and they get to sit, but yet they're still one of the best teams in college football, it's more beneficial to them to sit rather than to play, and they're still going to get in.
Right.
Eli's not wrong about this. And so that is – and I said this, guys, unless you're going to do away with these championship games, and this is why they want to, big picture, if we get to 16, they want to incorporate the championship games, Mike, and have like a play-in tournament kind of deal for the teams on the back end of this playoff that qualify.
But I mean, this is why we love college football because, you know, for a while, yes, I know the out of conference, you know, patty cake, the homecoming team game, that's okay. You're going to get, you know, a whoop in there, one side of game. But for the most part, you've got 9 games that really do matter. In some cases, 10 if you're going strong out of conference. I just want to see these games mean more. I think you didn't need to expand to where we did it last year. Boise State, Indiana had no business being in that thing last year. Don't care about that. You know, Tennessee was not a playoff caliber team last year. I'm sorry. You know, but you could argue that, you know, you don't need 8. 8 is fine. You know, and you want to give a couple teams bye weeks. But we're not going backwards. Toothpaste has a tube. It's only going to get bigger. But I mean, I think you got to cap it at 16. It's like with March Madness. You got 64 teams. Before you know it, we're going to have 100 teams in March Madness.
Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I don't want to sound like, you know, Clint Eastwood get off my lawn, but there is something to be said for what the regular season, the conference championships mean, and I don't want to see that further diluted. So if a service academy, if a Boise State can run the table,
well, Army was close last year,
and their strength of schedule stacks up, then they're in.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they were right there. I mean, like, and though, by the way, I love those stories. I want to see some of that. If they're good enough to be there, they should have an opportunity to get
in. But being in the 60s, like Indiana in the strength of schedule, you don't deserve to be there. You know, but this goes back, and this is going to be like the endless chicken and the egg between now and, what'd you say, the deadline was mid-November?
Yeah, end of November.
The SEC has to inform their opponents that they would be dropping out of conference, that they're going to go to a 9 game. I'd love to see the 9 game, but the more you see the Big Ten kind of bullying, but using their political power in this process and their influence and their money to basically say to the SEC, you better play 9. Well, the Georgias of the world, our conference is better than the Big Ten top to bottom. But the Big Ten can say, look, hey, we're back-to-back champs, pal, and we beat you. Tennessee, you lost to Ohio State.
They can also say we got a bigger TV contract than they
do. And they do by about, what, $10 million, $15 million, right? Per-team payout.
Tony Petitti told Joel Klatt, this was maybe a month ago or so, talking about the format, and that's the Big Ten commissioner. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Just a part of what's been going on this week. He says, we want to play in tough games. We want to create an incentive for schools to schedule tougher non-conference games. And I think fans want to see more of that. He says, everybody's pointing to Texas, Ohio State this year. We want more of that.
Right.
That is what Tony Petitti is saying, and that's the reference towards, you know, the 4-4-2-2-1 format. Again, all of these different formats about how many teams get in, who gets automatic bids. That's the numbers that are being thrown out there, right? 5-11, 4-2-2-2, whatever. Right. But that's what he's saying. I have no issue with that. It's just how we get there.
We played the Sankey soundbite when Sandra Golden and Bo Morgan were talking to him this morning on the Steakhouse. And again, the logic behind, and you know me, I said this yesterday, guys, well, you did a rule about face on that 9 games. Well, if you're not getting respect for the 9 games, if you're not getting the juice, and we have no transparency, so we don't know what the College Football Playoff Committee is talking about. You know, I don't know what there's not supposed to be agendas. People that have teams in the Common Conference connection, they're supposed to recuse themselves as far as those ADs. Okay, but then who else is making the argument? Because the strength of schedule was devalued last year. And that's why Sankey's saying, why should we go to 9 if we don't get credit for being the toughest conference? Because it is. You know, look, Oregon is great, you know, and Penn State is always knocking on the door. But there's 4 great teams. You take
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Michigan, Ohio State in that Big Ten. But let's be honest, the rest of the Big Ten is crap. They had 6 teams under 500 last year.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't know how it's going to play out, but it is going to play out. And we'll see who ultimately, if they're able to agree or who has the ultimate power. Big Ten may win this battle.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.